It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I have a special treat for you today. Yes, I've had some visitors this weekend at my house. First of all, I'll show you a picture of one of the visitors. There are two people on this picture. Can you tell me who this person is? That's Mr. Rogers as a teenager. But this person right here is Mr. Rogers' sister. See that? And she grew up to be a woman who has two sons. And I want you to see their picture. This boy's name is Brooke Crozier. And this boy's name is Danny Crozier. And these two boys and my sister have been visiting with my family this whole weekend. In fact, they stayed long enough so that they'd be able to come here today. I wanted them to see my television house. Yeah. So I'll call them on the phone, see if they're on their way over. I really had a good time visiting with them. Hello, Joanne. It's Fred. I just wondered if Lainey and the boys were on their way. Oh, fine. All right, I'll wait for them out in the porch. Good, they know the way. All righty, bye-bye. You know, my wife's name is Joanne. Yeah, and she said that my sister and her two sons were on their way over here. As a matter of fact, they're going to be going home very soon after they leave here. So we'll be able to have a visit with them before they go back to their own neighborhood. You know, I was just thinking, if I hadn't had a sister, I wouldn't be a brother to anybody. No, I was the older one in the family. And I remember when my sister was just a baby. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy, it's a sister or a brother. But it's never just a toy. It can cry, and it can holler. It can wet, and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be exactly like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you, and a special place for baby, right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one like you And if you have a brother or a sister, only one like them too. Sure. Oh, here they come now. Come along, my nice nephews and sister. Hi, Brooke. I'd like you to know my television friend right out there. This is Danny Crozier. This is my sister, Mrs. Lainey Crozier. Yeah, come on inside. I was telling my television friends that you'd come by.
We wanted to make you a visit.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would you like to see here? Would you like to see the trolley? You know, I always go over here and sit. Come on over with me. I'll show you how the trolley works. Well, you've seen me on the television show how it works, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to try it?
Okay.
Okay, make this one over.
Okay, maybe I can...
Make it come over. Let's see if it comes out. Good, Danny. Can you stop it there? Good. Now, if you press this one,
then,
that's it.
Then I go back like this.
Right. Good. That's it. Can you stop it? Fine. What would you like to see, Brooke? The traffic light. Come on, let's go see it. See, they're interested in things. Now, you know what they're like, and back here's where we turn that on. You know, if you do the switch, it's just like a light switch. Make the yellow one on. The green one on.
There they go.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to do? Anything else you'd like to do?
Can I feed the fish?
Feed the fish, sure. Come along. We'll be back in just a minute. Fish tank's high. Give them some food. Just a little. A little more. Great. Look at them come and get it. Isn't that fine? How about you, Danny? Anything you'd like to try out in this place?
Oh, maybe I can play the piano a little bit. Here.
Be glad if you'd play the piano. You know, I used to play the piano a lot when I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother would play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lived together when we were little, the way you and Brooke live together now, because your mother was my sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm your uncle. Could I hear you play something?
Okay.
What would you like to play? Want me to guess?
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we know what he's going to play. We'll listen for it.
And after the end, you see to see if you know it yet.
Okay. That's good feeling song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn that by listening to the television?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of that. Very proud of you that you would learn that song. You know, that's the way I used to do when I was little. I would just go to the piano and I'd listen and listen to things and then I'd try to play the same things.
Mm-hmm. I have something else.
What would you like to play else? What else would you like to play?
guess after I'm finished to see if you know the name of it.
You joy of man's desiring.
Yeah.
And did you hear that somewhere and then just start to pick that out on the piano too? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm proud of my nephews. Very proud of you.
Boys, you know we have to be going home now. Daddy's waiting for us.
Proud of you, Brooke. You have to go?
Yes, it's time for us to go back.
We're back to Fairhill.
Yes, we are.
Well, we really had a grand weekend together, and I'm glad you'd stay over to meet my television friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Danny, for playing. Thanks for coming, Brooke.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, sweetie. Now, that's part of my family I wanted you to meet. Yep. They're grand people. See how interested they were in things? Well, I'm interested in you, too. Sure. Let's think about Lady Elaine Fairchild playing her piano in the neighborhood of make-believe. And the trolley could be running around, you know, in front of the tree in the museum. Okay, let's just have a little make-believe now.
What I should be.
Did I hear someone mention the word opera?
You have mighty good ears there, Reardon.
And you, a mighty good voice. You have a mighty good voice.
Well, yours isn't so bad yourself, sweetie.
Thank you.
I want to sing with you.
With me?
Yes.
Well, certainly. What would you like to sing?
Oh, let me see. What about, see if you know what I'm playing.
I know.
Ooh, a beautiful dreamer,
come unto me.
Starlight and
dewdrops are waiting for thee. The sounds of the rude world heard in the
lulled
by the moonlight have all passed away.
A
beautiful dreamer,
queen of
list while I woo.
I'll list. That's enough. Oh, with a soft melody. Be
bad.
I think it's great, sweetie.
Want to form an act?
Oh, sure. How about let's singing... you sing these words, okay?
All right.
Just a little different feel here now. Alice Clare, Alice Clare, Alice Clare, Alice Clare.
Alice Clare, Alice Clare.
You're as mean as a woman can be.
You're as mean as a... Mean?
Yes. I'd like to be a mean woman in an opera.
You would?
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to try my voice at a character part.
Oh.
Isn't there something you've always wanted to do in an opera, Reardon?
Well, let's see. Yes. As a matter of fact, I have always wanted to play the part of someone who works in a factory or something like that. Something involving a lot of hard, dirty work.
Dirty
you know?
Work.
Dirty work, dirty work. All I want is dirty work.
Reardon, do I hear the voice of Reardon?
Oh, yes, you do, King Friday. I'll be right over.
Yeah, go to it, sweetie, and call me when you need an Alice Clare.
Well, I certainly will, or even if I need a beautiful dreamer.
Yeah, good.
Toot toot.
Toot toot, dear.
There he comes, yes. Well, Reardon, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
This seems like a musical week to me, Reardon.
Oh?
Yes, there's something in the air that fairly calls for opera singing.
Uh-huh. You know, it's funny you should mention that word opera, King Friday.
Why so?
Well, Lady Elaine and I were just thinking about making one up.
You and Lady Elaine.
Yes, yes. She wants to play the part of a mean woman, and I would like to do something with hard work, you know, really hard work.
Hard work, you say? Well, that is what I expect all the time, hard work. As you know, Negri and Polificate are full-time employees of mine, and so is Edgar Cook.
Full-time employees?
Yes, so they must not appear in this work opera. They must tend to their own work.
Oh, I see. Oh, Miss Polificate.
Miss Polificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Miss Polificate is one of my full-time employees, Reardon.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm. My name's Polificate. Polificate, Polificate, KKK.
You know, I really like the way you did that potato bug song.
Oh, thank you very much.
Too bad you can't be in the new opera, Polificate.
What?
You're a full-time employee, are you not?
I am.
Well, this opera is about work. And you have your own work to do right here at my castle, just like Negri and Edgar Cook.
We can't be in the opera?
No full-time castle employee to sing in a work opera.
Oh, hum.
Well, you may hum in the background just so long as you stay at your telephone duties. You may tell that to Negri also.
Negri can't be in the opera either?
You are both full-time employees. Do you take pride in that?
I'm a full-time telephone operator. I make telephone calls for the king. I'm a full-time telephone operator with a ding-a-ling, a ding-a-ling, a ding.
Yes, and I suggest you tend to your telephone now, Polificate.
Yes, sire. I'm a full-time telephone.
Full-time employee.
Yes?
Full-time employee. That gives me an idea. Let me see now. Employee. Employee. Gillespie. Gillespie. Nice rhyme.
A carrot for a snopera singer.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. You know how much I like raw vegetables.
I do, I do. No full-time employees in this new opera, Edgar. so I understand. Reardon, I declare that you become a part-time employee at the moment and sing an opera for me.
Sing an opera? A whole opera? What about one little song from an opera?
Well, an aria, then.
An aria. All right. Let me see. I'll sing something from Don Giovanni by Mozart.
I listen? May I listen? You may. I'm a generous monarch.
Yes. It's called De Vieni alla Finestra.
Oh,
you know what that means?
Come to the window?
Oh, very good, King Friday. Exactly. It means come to the window. You see, Don Giovanni is standing beneath the window of this very lovely lady, and he would like her to come to the window so he can gaze upon her. And so he sings this serenade so that she'll come to the window.
Oh, very good. Right. Like to listen.
He plays this mandolin.
De vieni alla finestra, o mio tesoro, de vieni al consolar il pianto mio. Se neghia me di dar qualche ristoro davanti agli occhi tuoi morir voglio.
Ladies Mandolin, is it? Oh, lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Edgar.
Oh, thank you, King Friday. You're welcome, Edgar, yes. Just one moment. I have something for you, Reardon.
For me? I wonder what it is.
I pay even my part-time employees.
Money?
Exactly. Royal payment for a royal job.
Oh, it's a big, big money, isn't it?
Yes,
you know,
it is.
King Friday, you give me very good ideas.
You
Thank
mean
you
for
very
operas?
Much. Yes, indeed, for operas.
Excellent. Well, take all the ideas you like and make it a fine opera. Farewell, Reardon.
Farewell, King
farewell.
Friday. Farewell.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
Big money. Farewell, trolley. See you tomorrow.
We'll have a good time making up the new opera. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Marlon Barnett. Hi, Marlon. Come in.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You all right?
Okay. I brought these balls with me.
Oh, the handball football business.
Right. Yeah. I brought a film from our school library.
Oh, good. Could we show it right
definitely.
Over here? Thank you. I had asked Mrs. Barnett if she would show me what a handball and a football looked like so I could show them to you. But the film shows people playing the game?
It shows a little bit of each.
Oh, good. Right, sure. Right on picture. See people playing handball and people playing football. There's the handball, isn't it?
The handball is very small. Notice he's wearing a glove with it.
Yes.
That's to protect his fingers and his hand.
I see.
It also gives him support. Handball can be individual or a dual sport. This means you can play with someone else or a couple other players.
But you hit the ball up against the wall, is that it?
That's right, and you try to hit it so that the other player cannot return the ball.
I see. Oh, look.
Notice there's a lot of moving and running around.
Yeah, and jumping.
Right, you've got to be in good shape.
Handball.
Now this is football. Notice he's getting ready to take a kick.
With his foot, uh-huh.
Notice there are more players.
Oh, yes. A lot of our friends probably see football on the television.
All right. Both games can be played at any age. You can change the game and suit it to your needs.
Lots of exercise in the games, aren't there?
Right, I have to get back to school now, okay?
Oh, do you? Well, thank you very much for bringing
I'll return it to the library.
Okay.
How are you coming along for your exercises?
Well, I do them whenever I can, almost every day.
Good. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Marlon. Bye-bye. I like her. She sure knows what she's all about.
Yeah.
She's a teacher, you know. And she's quite an expert for exercises. You know, great singers do a lot of exercises, too. Yeah, different people do different kinds of exercises. My sister and I still do a lot of swimming. Even when we were young, we would swim a lot. Yeah. Oh, there were times that we got angry with each other. Yeah. And there were many times that we loved each other so much. Now we're grown up and really appreciate each other. Good feeling to know that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.